Wow. Hi guys. Hello. I cannot believe that this is actually happening. You know, when you set out to build something, you don't really know whether it's going to be a success or not. You're just putting it out there, you know. And for me, this podcast has been burning in my heart for years now, actually. I think if you go through my old Bible diary posts, if you have time or you even care to, you know, you see where I mentioned that I was feeling a desire in me to start a podcast. I think this was in 2019 or so. But the timing was just never right. There was always something happening, so much going on. And just from my experience, from the things that I've learned over the years, from putting out content, from sort of being in the public eye, I have just learned how to wait, how to not rush into anything, how to take my time, how to make sure that, you know, this is the right time before I do anything. Because so many people start things, so many people rush into starting things, and then a year later, 6 months later, they just find that, oh, they don't have the like desire or the passion to keep it going anymore. Let's just say I'm not spontaneous. I very much like to plan things and make sure that, you know, I just do a good job, basically. And I have been in a position where I started something without really counting the cost, for instance. And this is not that, you know, episode. We are going to talk about the cost of internet fame. We're going to talk about social media. I'm going to share some of my experience, some of the bad ones, you know, that I've had since coming into the public eye. I even have a problem saying that because it sounds so funny in my ears, like coming into the public eye. I feel like the reason why I struggle so much to say that is because like my actual life hasn't changed. I'm still pretty much the same, and I just kind of want to keep it that way. I don't think God is calling us to be celebrities. I don't think human beings were made for worship. The moment we start to allow ourselves to become objects of worship to other people, it starts to just destroy us. I guess I'm like drifting away from the main topic, which is basically to just announce this, you know, podcast, but I'm getting somewhere. Please just stay with me. When I first came into the public eye by sharing content, posting on my Bible Diary blog, if you haven't seen my blog yet, Bible Diary, check it out, plug. Please go and check out Bible Diary. I love that blog so much. I had not counted the cost. I had not weighed it. I did not bother to ask God, what's the plan? How long? What is, like, just the details of what this was about. Because I'm a very, very passionate person. I'm the kind of person that once an idea comes into my mind, it's burning in me like fire until I execute. But it's not enough to just receive that burning passion to start. There has to be another kind of fire that just keeps you going for like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I don't think my generation, if I may say that, really fully understands the idea of being committed to an idea or being, you know, committed to a task. We had our, you know, parents go to work at the same company for like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, like work in the same industry for like 30 years. But we are always wanting change. We want something exciting. We want something new. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, right? I feel like everything has positives and negatives. Do you understand? But I do think that we have to learn again the art of just staying with something and building something, and to be okay with just the steadiness of a slow-paced life. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, everything, I promise you, does not have to be exciting. It's not even a realistic emotion to actually pursue, because excitement is like that fire that you strike and then it just burns really fast and then burns out. Whilst, like, my husband will always say this, there's another kind of fire that it's kind of, it can keep you warm the whole night. It just burns steadily. And that kind of fire is needed to sustain things and see it through to the end. When you first get married, for instance, it's exciting. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm a wife, I'm married, I'm with this person that I love, blah, 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 you know. But that initial excitement doesn't stay through the years. It evolves into something much more steady, where you are now like happy to see them come home. You're happy to make your house into a home. You're happy to have like conversations about nothing. It may not bring that initial spark, like that zzz, like when Issy and I met, it was always like as if there was like, you know, there was some current buzzing in the air. And there are some times that you might feel that, but it's not every day. And so you need that steady fire that just keeps you warm throughout the night. And then sometimes you can have the fireworks, which is also great, you know, but there's a place for steadiness. For me, when I came into, you know, public eye with the things that I was doing, I had that firework passion and fire and excitement so ready to run, right? And then you do it for like 6 months and then it doesn't have that same appeal. People are not as excited about your project anymore. They're like, oh yeah, there's that blog, you know, there's that thing. It's not like the first day when you, you know, announced and everybody's saying congratulations and they're sharing it everywhere. Like, it may not always be like that every time you put out content. Sometimes people might care, sometimes people just would not care. And then I started to run into difficulties from just being in the public eye. I was very young when I started. I was about 19 and I'm feeling a bit emotional saying this. There was just a lot that I did not know. That is why scripture says, you know, which of you intending to build a house does not first count the cost, because it will cost you something. And if you don't know what it's going to cost you, when you get to the point where you're supposed to pay, you're going to be like, hey, no one told me that I had to pay this to be able to pass or to be able to gain access or, you know, whatever. But it was hard, you know. You don't really have time for your friends anymore. That was one. And it's hard to explain to your friends why you don't have time for them. The demands that are on you are constantly increasing. You know, my relationship with God suffered a lot. There was just a lot that happened. And eventually, I slowed down on how I was putting out content. I used to put out content every single day. Every single day. That's even crazy to me. And I just got to a point where I just realized this is not sustainable. I didn't bother to really get the blueprint or get an understanding of what I was being asked to do and to just figure out the most healthy way to do it, where I'm not sort of sacrificing myself to the point where I feel like I'm dying. If you are not pouring into yourself at the same rate you're pouring out, you're just going to burn out. It's inevitable. It has nothing to do with your beliefs, your whether you have the Holy Spirit or not. If you are not pouring into yourself at the same rate you're pouring out, you're going to burn out. And that is the reason why we see creators so often take breaks, because it's just not realistic to put out content at the rate it is being demanded. And I just really have learned from all the years of my life. I have so many lessons, and that is kind of what I want to also share with you guys. I'm always so wary of doing some of these things because I never want to come off as a know-it-all. Oh, isn't it Zara, is that girl that has all the answers or knows it all? I'm still figuring out life. I'm still 25. I'm still going to change. I'm still going to grow. Like, there's just so much to life, which is exciting, but I believe that we can grow together, that I can share things that I've learned along the way, and I can bring other people who are also growing, because I think that there's this idea that everybody else has life figured out and we are just these stupid people that don't know what it is that we should be doing. And that is not true. Everybody is trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out. My husband is trying to figure it out. But the beautiful thing about being in Christ is that you don't have to do it alone, that you get to do it with God. I keep saying this all the time. There's never an option for me to look away from God or to walk away from Him, because I did not bring myself here. He brought me here. He's the one who holds the map that is guiding me to the destination that He's taking me to. I will be out of my mind to literally remove my hand from His and to say, okay, I think I want to go on my own from here. It's like, where am I going to? Where do I even know that I'm going to? I have to. I always tell God, Baba, hold me, because you are the one that brought me here. I don't know any other person here. This place you brought me to, me, I did not bring myself here. So I have to keep on holding on to God to just guide me and lead me. And that is the reason why, you know, sometimes it may look like, wow, isn't it just has her life figured out, she just knows what to do per time. It's because there's a voice behind me saying, this is the way you should go, walk in it, whether to the left or the right. it's not as if I am doing these things on my own. God is the one who will tell me, okay, now is the time to meet your husband. Now is the time to get married. You know, now is the time to start this business. Now is the time to launch a podcast. Now is the time to do this. Like, God sets the timings for my life. I don't set the timings for my life. So that's about that. And like I was saying, just figuring out from my journey and from the things that I've learned, I just knew that starting this podcast, I didn't want to start and stop. I didn't want to start and fail. I wanted to be able to do this. So I needed to have a plan. I needed to know it was the right time. I needed God to go with me. And so I've just spent all these years preparing for this day, really. Some of the things that I did was like writing out what I want this podcast to be. It took me a while to really flesh it out because there are so many podcasts, right? So many podcasts exist, great ones. And it's like, why should I care about this new one? Like, every day people are starting a podcast. Why should I care about this? And for me, I wanted to be able to answer that question. I wanted to be able to tell you why you should care about this. I want the easy, like, Sunday morning podcast to be a place where young people especially can just find a home, right? Where you're listening into conversations that sounds like you're chatting with your friend about things that you've been thinking about or questions that you have. But what I always say to my sisters, and I'll just say to you guys, is that I will never tell you who to listen to, who not to listen to, where to go, where to not go. I'll just say, look at the person that you're listening to. They can never speak to you beyond the scope of where their life is at. You're going to end up wherever the person you are following is going or where they are headed, which is why sometimes when I hear people say things like, oh, God is a wicked God, he sends people to hell. No, God doesn't send people to hell. People choose to go to hell, literally, because you wind up with whoever you're following. If you follow a path of destruction, of sin, of death, which is the path of the enemy is already destined for destruction, is destined for hell, you're just going to wind up with whoever you're following. If you're following Jesus Christ, if you're following a life of righteousness, of peace, of love, of just being kind to other people, by denying your own self daily, you're just going to end up wherever Jesus is, which is in glory in heaven with him. Again, I'm not saying I have all of the answers. I'm just simply saying, be careful who you're following, because you're going to end up there. You know, I remember when I used to follow particular ideologies, and I was always angry, I was always bitter, I was upset, I was a vengeful person. And then I decided to follow a different idea, and my life became so much better. If I'm following Jesus, I'm going to end up where Jesus is. But if I follow evil and brokenness and pain and anger, instead of owning up to what is really wrong with me and getting help for it, I'm just going to end up in like a group chat of people who are just talking about their pain and choosing to see the world through the lens of that pain. So yes, in as much as this is going to be a fun, chatty podcast, I do want it to have purpose. I want you to have fun. This is supposed to be something that you just listen to as you're going to work, as you're cleaning the house, as you're doing the laundry. If you're in the shower, you need to listen to something, because I'm one of those people, I just like to listen to things while I'm in the shower. If you're you just need to just unwind, this podcast is going to be that podcast. And guys, I am so excited. Also just feeling a bit emotional because so much work has gone into this podcast. You guys have no idea how much work has gone into it. And that's why I just want to specially ask that you please support this podcast. We're going to be talking about friendship. We're going to be talking about love. We're going to be talking about marriage. We're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about money. We're going to be talking about social media. We're going to be talking about just random conversations, but obviously with purpose and intent to just help you gain clarity on just life in a world that is ever changing. And maybe you guys can also help me with your feedback. You know, I would love to hear your own point of view. Of course, respectfully shared, please. I believe that you can have a different point of view. I'm not asking you to think the way I'm thinking, and I'm not expecting that what I've experienced is what you have experienced, but I do believe that it is not too much to ask you to express yourself politely. I can also learn from you guys, you know, we can trade ideas and, you know, all of that. So we are going to be putting snippets of this podcast episode of the video on my YouTube channel, but ultimately the full length version of this podcast will only be available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just everywhere you have podcasts, right? That's where the full episodes are going to be. The podcast episodes will come out on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts on Sunday mornings around 8 a.m. Our first episode will be dropping this Sunday at 8 a.m. I am really excited and just looking forward to everything that will be birthed from this podcast. Like I always say, I'm not just targeting Christians. I'm targeting people who are hurt, who are lost, and there's a certain quality of content that they are viewing. And I never want what I put out to be mediocre. I want it to be able to stand side by side with those types of content as well. And so, yeah, this is just me asking you guys to please support us financially. It will go a long way. It will help me pay my staff. It will help us pay off bills, you know. I've had people give as little as 500 naira, as little as 1,000 naira. And guys, I'm not kidding. It always goes a long way. I feel a bit emotional. It always goes a long way. I'm very, very grateful. I see it all. I see all of you, and I thank God for your lives. I thank God for you, and I trust that God will put back, you know, what you're giving. And I will put the link for giving in the description of, you know, everything that I do. It's in my links. You can always find where to give, and God bless you as you give. And if you don't have money to give, that's fine. You can always share the contents that we're putting out as much as you can. Just help it to reach more people. Obviously, we care about this reaching people, because I think sometimes Christians are always trying to downplay the need for what they are doing to go far. You know, one time I had somebody send me a DM accusing me of creating content so that I can get views. And I was a bit confused. Am I creating my content so that only 10 people will watch it? Am I creating my content so that only 20 people will watch it? Like, was Jesus preaching so that only 5 people will come to the knowledge of God? Like, yes, I want views. Yes, I want people to reach this. And obviously, God is guiding my heart to make sure that the reason why I want this is for the right reason, you know. So yes, we are not creating this podcast for only 10 people to listen, or for only 20 people to like it or to be changed. We want all men to come to the knowledge of God. We want all men to receive healing. We want all men to just be joyful and be full of peace and love. Like, we are not going to take our talents and dig the ground and put it inside and cover it. Sometimes people act like Jesus is like an exclusive club. Like, okay, this is just a club for like special members. It's for everybody. The invitation is for everybody. So please, we're trying to reach everybody. You can also leave comments. Your comments go a long way. You guys already know I love reading comments from you. I am seeing all of your comments, and they go a long way in just encouraging me to keep going. Ultimately, Jesus Christ encourages me to keep going. My friends and my family do that, but it is always great to know that lives are being changed, people are being impacted. For me, that is one of my rewards. Just seeing how the sacrifices I am making is able to impact lives, you know. So yeah, please help us share to as many platforms as you can. And then I think another way that you can support our podcast is if you work with a company, you work with a brand that you think their values align with ours, and you want to sponsor a season. Basically, what that means is that we would mention your brand or your company as the sponsor of a particular season. Hey, if you want to sponsor season 1, I don't mind. If you want to sponsor season 2, season 3, just, you know, hit us up, team@isnezara.com, or workwithzara@gmail.com for work. And we'll be more than happy to, you know, discuss how we can partner together so that it's a mutually beneficial partnership. So yes, I am so excited that the podcast is finally launching, that you guys will finally have access to it. Some of you already found out about the podcast before we launched, you know. I don't even know how you guys found out about this podcast, because we put the account on private and we're still getting, like, you know, requests from people wanting to follow. You guys are amazing. Let me just say that. You guys are just amazing. The support is crazy. You guys are beautiful, wonderful people. I bless God for every single one of you. I bless God for the love that you have for me in your hearts, for the love you have for Christ, for the love you have for the gospel. Like, I love you guys. Like, I mean it when I say it. Like, I love you, and I'm so grateful that you are just so kind to me. Thank you so much. Some of you were requesting to follow the podcast. I'm like, it's not yet time. Like, hold on, please. Like, you know, we want to just get everything to look a certain kind of way. We want to get our ducks in a row. We want to just launch and launch well. Yeah, you guys are already like, oh, what's going on here? We want it. Open the door, let's enter, you know, and everything. The doors will be open today. You can go in, go and look at our podcast, just look at everything that is happening. Show us love, show us support, buy our merch. Whether you stay in Nigeria or you stay outside the country, we have options for people who stay outside Nigeria, and we have options for people in Nigeria. We are ready to take all your orders. We're going to collate all the orders for merch throughout the month of October, and then we will ship out. Please support us. Thank you so much. First episode is launching this Sunday. Make sure you are here to see it, 8 a.m. I've already spoken so much about God. All of our conversations are not only going to be about God, they are going to be about other subjects, which I guess will ultimately lead back to Him, because He's the creator of everything. But I just want you guys to know that this is also going to be fun. We're going to be chatting, we're going to be talking, we're going to be gisting. So yes, my website has also been revamped and relaunched, so make sure you check it out. isnizara.com is ready for you guys. I have everything there. There's the about page, there's my blog, Bible diary. There's something that I have just introduced to my website, which is called library. It has books that I am recommending you guys read, books I've written, and short stories and articles I have on our website. So you guys should just check it out. You know, I'm really, really excited for this next phase of my life. And I think another reason why it was so important to me to start this podcast is that sometimes I want to be able to get a message out, but I don't want to have to dress up to do it. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I want to be able to just sit down on my couch without having to put on this light and put on this camera and start talking to be able to get my message out. Another thing is that most social media platforms are just so curated. Like Instagram, for instance, is just so put your best foot forward, put your best picture out there, put your best thing. Like Instagram especially is an idealized version of our lives. Is what we wished our lives looked like, is what we wished we always looked like, you know. I want to be able to have more long form, honest conversations with you guys without necessarily having to worry about putting myself together first visually. So I don't know, maybe future episodes might not even have videos. It might just be my voice. I don't know. Let's just see where this goes. Please also pray for me. You know, that is something else you can do if maybe you can't give financially. You know, I would appreciate prayers. I remember one time I was going through a very hard season, and I think this was at the beginning of this year, and I had a dream. In the dream, God showed me people who were praying for me. They were countless, and I'm feeling a bit emotional saying it. I even saw a very well-known pastor. He doesn't even follow me on social media, and we've never spoken, but I saw him praying for me. So maybe it's one of those instances where you're like praying in tongues, but you don't know you're praying for his Nizara. But yeah, like I saw so many people praying for me, and I was so touched. I woke up, I was crying. I know what God was trying to tell me. He was trying to tell me, you are not alone. You know, there are many people surrounding you, many people rooting for you. And I've said this a gazillion times. Rax calls me the minister of thanksgiving, but I'm grateful. And I just want to thank you guys. I also want to thank my friends, you know, Oluchi, Angel, Rax, El Shaka, Esther, just like too many to name, you know, all the people who have just rallied around me, all my guests who have come to this, you know, to help launch this, just even my team that has been so patient with me when sometimes I'm frustrated or I'm like, oh, it's not working, or I'm just all over the place. Just even my husband that has just been such a support system. Like, I'm very, very grateful. And I don't take any of it for granted. So yes, Easy Like Sunday Morning is live, guys. You're welcome to listen. You're welcome to share. You're welcome to support us. And feel free to send in your questions to team@easynizara.com. If you have questions that you would like us to discuss, like maybe you have like a, you know, dilemma, you're sending a DM to Easy not answering you, you can send it to team@easynizara.com. If you're comfortable with that, and we'll just talk about it. We will not mention your name. I'm not going to mention your name unless you ask that you want it to be mentioned. Maybe you want a shout out, but other than that, I will not mention your name. You'll be anonymous. It can just be, hey, isn't it, I don't know what to do, I met this guy, I think I like him, whatever. We'll talk about, I like that kind of thing, say, we'll just gist, you understand? So yes, so excited, so happy. Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I will see you in my next episode.